Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Dan Dennison with Dandy Farms about the 7th annual Nana Jana 5K Fun Run coming up on September 23rd. Nana Jana Fun Run, I believe this is the 7th annual Nana Jana Fun Run. If you could, Dan, just take us through the history of the Nana Jana Fun Run. How did this all come about?
The Fun Run started, like you said, 7 years ago, and it was just kind of a way to do something in memory of my late wife who died of ovarian cancer. And we thought that at that time we had the corn maze. We thought it was a fun venue to do a fun run and to raise awareness for ovarian cancer.
So now this is, when exactly is this coming up? And re-registration is already happening.
That's correct. You can register now online, or we have around town, we have some manual forms you can fill out as well. And we'd like to have you fill them out by the 13th of September so that we can be able to get fitted shirts for you and stuff. But you can register online, and you can go to our website and have a link there.
Now, when exactly is this run taking place? And it's on your farms, right?
It is on the farm, and the event itself is at 9 o'clock on September 23rd. You can come and register at the farm that morning at 8 o'clock, between 8 and 9. And yeah, we run back through the farm, and it's just where you can imagine on a rough southern Iowa farm.
So I know you talked to Dr. Bob before about some of the events. There's, you know, some of the fences that you're going to have to climb through, run through different portions of the farm. It's not your typical 5K run. Why was that decided on as how to do the fun run as opposed to just a normal, everyday, flat surface run?
We just like anything that's fun and a little different. And, you know, there's a lot of runs. We just thought it'd be fun to have something different. And you know, it's a farm that she lived on, and so we just kind of wanted to use the farm to be a part of it.
Now, this is to bring people aware of ovarian cancer, like you said. How does this benefit people, or how does this make people aware of ovarian cancer?
We have a lot of signs and stuff in the barn talking about ovarian cancer, but ovarian cancer is a very deadly cancer, and it's usually detected too late, stage 3 or 4. So if we can kind of help inform ladies to listen to their body and maybe be a little more persistent with their doctors than with some cancers, because early detection gives you a lot better chance of beating the cancer.
So now how much is it to take part in this run for adults and for children?
I believe it's 25 for adults and 15 for kids.
And with all proceeds going to?
All the proceeds go to the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition for research and information out to people.
Now, say someone maybe on the 23rd they can't take part in this event. Is there anything they can maybe get a hold of you to help donate to this or be a part of this in some other way?
Absolutely. We have a lot of people come out that day and don't run, but they just bring some money. Or we have a lot of sponsors. If you'd feel a desire to be a sponsor, and you could be on the shirt as well. Yeah, you don't have to run. We have a lot of people come out and follow the runners they walk. We have a lot of walkers that like to enjoy the course by walking it.
So what does it mean to you to see all these people come out and participate and help bring awareness to ovarian cancer?
Oh, it's heartwarming. And, you know, if we could help just one person over the course of even the 7 years, but if we could do more than that, it'd be great. But just to know people might not have to go through the same things we've had to go through.
Now, you talked about signs. You talked about the flyers you're holding right now. Is there maybe a Facebook page? Is there a website that people can go to find out more information?
Yeah, you can go to dandyfarms.com and link there. There's links to, or you can go to Nana Jana Fun Run.
And now you said the pre-registration was now and ends on the 13th. And if they do that, do they get a T-shirt?
Yes. Yeah, they can register up to the day, but we just can't guarantee a shirt, you know, after that day, because it takes time to get them printed.
And then it's on the 23rd, like you said, and it's a 5K.
That's correct.
And then is there anything else Knoxville listeners, Marion County listeners should know about the Nana Jana 5K Fun Run coming up on September 23rd?
Well, I think if they come, they'll have a lot of fun. We have a lot of sponsors. We have a lot of good food, good coffee, good drinks. So I think they'd enjoy the day if they didn't run.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.